In today's good news passage from Luke, Jesus wants us to be vigilant, to stay awake. In coming weeks, as the church year comes to close week after week, we'll hear Jesus bring up the same subject again and again. Stay awake again and again. Why is this so important to him? To answer this question, we must understand what staying awake means. Staying awake doesn't mean that we should try to get by with 3 hours of sleep a night or include Red Bull in our diet. Staying awake is something much more. The Greek word to stay awake is also the same word to stay alive. And Jesus' call to be vigilant is really a call that you and I live life as deeply as we can. So God's plan, God's will for you and me, is not to run about hectically from one thing to another, nor to be stuck in an endless routine, nor is it to give ourselves to something that is insignificant. Jesus' call is for you and me to live life to the fullest, to put our life as much meaning and joy that we can. So how do we go about doing this? How do we live life more deeply? Well, we can answer that question in one word: reflection. Reflection. 2,400 years ago, the Greek philosopher Socrates told his students that the unexamined life is not worth living. And Socrates taught that we need to examine our lives, that we live in the people we are called to be. And Socrates was convinced that living was not simply about doing, but reflecting what we do and why we should do it. And he understood that when we become busy, when we come to struggle or become distracted, reflecting on our life is something that falls by the wayside. And so the teacher says, as Jesus tells us also, a life that's not examined quickly becomes empty, becomes disassociated with purpose and meaning, and there's no joy. For believers, for Christians, for the friends of Jesus and the followers of Jesus, prayer is the way to examine our lives. And prayer helps us to see ourselves as God sees us. And prayer calls us not only to reflect upon the lives that we live, but to situate our lives and our relationship to today, this moment that God gives us. Now, friends, prayer need not to be complicated or time-consuming. Prayer could be as simple as taking 5 minutes, 5 minutes each day to ask ourselves this important question: what three things am I grateful for today? What three things am I grateful for today? Once we identify these three things, we should bless God for these gifts. As we count those blessings one by one, we go forward overflowing with gratitude. And as we sing today, how can we keep from singing when God has blessed us and filled us with great gifts from above and within? And as we count our blessings one by one, we become a gift to one another. We find a purpose in life. We find the reason why God put us on this earth, to be who we are and whose we are. And closer to home, we deepen our lives with a purpose, and look and behold, we are filled with joy. So this is why Jesus tells us, be vigilant, stay awake. And he doesn't want us to go through life sleepwalking or in a fog or a daze. He wants to understand how much God loves us and how blessed it is to be called this day and every day God's daughters and God's sons.